There's some because the what we have does begin with if tests, but that is what the project prepared for today. We're learning in this course of Rav Yosef Shlema ben Risha, he should have a Rafua Shlema Miyad. We're delighted to wish Zisi Raskin Mazel Tov on the birth on the naming of her grandson, Shmuel Isaac Raskin, named after his great grandfather, who was a Tavrusa of Mizedi, and the male was the son of Feger Rachel Gollum. So it's all in the family. And Mazel Tov to Devorah Leah Minkowitz on the birth of her daughter, Mosia. We wish everybody chas and we'll get right into our class. So it does begin with Se'if Tes, which is a little confusing, but it is the beginning of what we're, the limud that we're doing today. Ala pasuk katanti mikol hachasadim. So this is a pasuk in this week's parsha when Yaakov Avinu is, understands that he's going to confront Esav imminently. He does three things, as we famously know. He prepares for war. He sends presents to Esav. He engages in diplomatic overtures, and he davens to Hashem. And among what he says to Hashem is, "Katanti mikol hachasadim." I am diminished. I am small. I am undeserving of all of your kindness. Mifarish Rashi. Rashi says on the words "katanti mikol hachasadim." Nismatus chuyosai al yedei hachasadim va'emesh shasisa imi. Yaakov Avinu says that my zuchuyos are diminished in the face of all of the kindness and all of the truth that you did with me. Lekach ani yarei, and therefore I am fearful. Shema mi shehivtachtani nislachlachti b'chet v'yigram li lihimaser b'yad esav. Perhaps from when you promised me that everything was going to be okay and that I was going to come back in Bisholom and everything, maybe from that time until now, I was soiled with sin that would cause that I should be given over in the hands of Esav. Basically, that Esav will do something to me. So that's the words of Rashi. Now, Bigeres HaKadosh in the Tanya, Dibra Maschil Katanti, Shekosav Achar Bi Osoy Mi Peterburg. So the Alter Rebbe wrote this letter after he came back, after he was freed. And the beginning of the letter begins with the word Katanti. I am small, I am diminished. Mivar Admeh HaZokein is a pasuk. There, the Alter Rebbe explains this same pasuk. And he says, "Kol chesed shekadosh baruch hu oseh la'adam, every kindness, every goodness that Hashem does for a person, tzarich lifol etzel la'adam sheyehei shefal ruach, should cause a person to be humble. Chesed shel hakadosh baruch hu zehu kirvas elokim, because when Hashem does a chesed with us, this is Hashem drawing us closer. Okechol." And the greater the chesed, the greater is the closeness with Hashem, and therefore becomes hu yoser keloi, and then the smaller and the more non-existent the person feels. So the closer the spark comes to the flame, the more it becomes subsumed in the flame. So the Alter Rebbe explains that every chesed is Hashem drawing us closer in a manifest way. And the closer we are, the more we become batal, where we become non-existent. Vizeo katanti mikol hachasadim. And this is what it means, katanti mikol hachasadim. They become diminished from all the kindnesses. Shemikol hachasadim shekadosh baruch hu asam Yaakov, naaseh Yaakov katan be'enov. From all of the kindnesses that Hashem did with Yaakov, Yaakov became small and smaller in his eyes. Shezehu habitul haba mitzad hakiras. And this is the self-abnegation that results from coming closer to Hashem. Now, Rebbe says, "Hatam madua Rashi mevi perish acher miperish admar zaken." And why does Rashi say something different from what the Alter Rebbe said in Tanya? So he explains, Rashi mefarish pshusha shel mikra. Rashi's explaining pshat. Ubepashtos hapasuk ena muvan. And on the level of pshat, the question that we see clarity on is, Hayitachin sheYaakov bikesh mekadosh baruch hu hatzileini na goymer. Why would Yaakov turn to Hashem and ask him, please save me from the wrath of my brother, after Hashem had already promised him, I'm going to watch over you, I'm going to be with you? So that's the question on the level of pshat. Perish admar zaken al katanti mikol hasadim. And on the other hand, the Alter Rebbe's explanation of Katanti is Shahachasadim Paalu Bitul Biyakov. The Alter Rebbe is explaining that the Chasadim that the Eibishter showered upon Yaakov caused him this complete sense of self-effacement and abnegation, complete sense of Bitul. And the Alter Rebbe loy balitarit ve'ena misakev al ha'sheila. Alter Rebbe is not coming to explain. The Alter Rebbe is not hung up on a question. Madua Yaakov hutzrech levakish hatzileini. Why Yaakov had to say, save me? That's not where the Alter Rebbe is coming from. Shari abitul ena siba shahavtacha loy tekuyim. Because the bitul on the part of somebody is not a reason for why the promise that Hashem gave shouldn't be mekuyim. So he's not looking to reconcile the question that Rashi is asking. V'lachein, and because Rashi is asking that question, because from the perspective of Pshat, there is a question. Hashem promised you that everything's going to be okay. Hashem promised you that he's going to be with you, that he has your back. And now you're saying, Hatzileini na, save me? So Rashi's answering, Shema Misha Hiftachtani Nislachlakti. Yaakov worries that maybe from the time that Hashem promised him that everything's going to be okay, he became soiled, he became flawed, he became marred by something he did, and therefore undeserving of the promise that Hashem had given him. See if Yud. Ach tzorich lohavin. But we have to understand. Ech shayach she Yaakov yisyare. Shema nislachlachti b'chet. Okay, so we understand what the Alter Rebbe is saying, that the closer you come to the Eibishter, the smaller you feel, the more you're in a state of bittul. But that's not the question of Rashi. Rashi's question is, how could Yaakov worry when Hashem promised him? But the Rebbe is asking a question on Rashi's answer, which is, Ech Shayach inin kazeh etzel Yaakov. How is it plausible? How is it possible to think that Yaakov should be afraid that he did a chait? How is it possible that he did a chait? Hein emes shakasher nasa neis liyehudi azay minachin loy mischu Yosef. It's true that when a Jew experiences a nes, so some of his zechuyos are deducted. Okay, so a person accrues a certain amount of zechuyos, and because of the nes, there's a certain amount that's deducted. Avol's ein ze ella sheminachin loy mischuyosav. Avol loy shenasa kan inishol chet chas v'shalom. Okay, so that would be that there's a certain amount of zechuyos that have been deducted, that have been detracted. But what does this have to do with a sin? How can we attribute sinning to Yaakov? And the same thing we don't understand about this letter that the Alter Rebbe wrote after he came back from Petterburg. By using these words from our Parsha, from this week's Parsha, it seems that the Alter Rebbe It seems that the Alter Rebbe is hinting shemibli habeit al kach she'od b'yosef b'tfisa ha'isul lo yavtachas ha'bal shem tov u'magi she'yishtachrer, that although he had a promise from the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid that came to visit him when he was in prison, that he would be freed from prison, and that he will, after his redemption from freedom, be able to continue to reveal Chassidus. And he was promised he would be able to reveal and teach Chassidus with greater strength than before. Aval became still in all. Mevakish me Kadosh Baruch Hu gam ata al zeh kevon shekitanti mikol hachasodim kiperish Rashi. Still in all, the Alter Rebbe is asking for Hashem's chasadim, for Hashem to watch over him, and he's saying, "I have become small. I have become diminished from everything that you did." And so it seems that he is operating in line with what Rashi is saying, that somehow something has been detracted, something has been deducted, something has been diminished, and he needs to daven to Hashem for chasadim. Ki agam shebegeres hakodesh mevar ad mazokin es haperish b'katan tivigoyim ba'ifen achem haperish Rashi, because although, yes, the Alter Rebbe gives a different understanding of the words katanti from what Rashi, but still, the Rebbe says, afal pikein, still in all, Aleph, number one, lefi pashtus hadvarim, simply speaking, mizeh atzmai shematchilas haigeres b'loshen hapasuk, from the very fact that the Alter Rebbe begins his letter with this word, mashmatz, understood, she'ad marzoki miskavim bigerezu lahadgish gam es ha'inyan dekatanti lefi pashtus hapasuk, that he wants to also include in what he is writing here the simple pshat of the pasuk katanti, shezeu kiperish Rashi, ubefrat she'admar hazokin omer al perish Rashi shezeu yena shel Torah, and especially because the Alter Rebbe said the sicha, from what I understand, Chani, the sicha is in chelek chaf. Vayishlach yotes kislev. So let me go back. So even though, go back to the beginning of this paragraph, even though the Alter Rebbe gives a different explanation, a novel explanation on the words katanti, but still, from the fact that he includes the words katanti, it's understood that the Alter Rebbe also is including and wants to underscore
Rivki, you're on mute.
You're muted.
Oh, sorry. Did not realize that. Okay. I don't know when I got muted. So the third time's a charm. I'm going to go back to the beginning of the paragraph. Ki agam shebigeres hakodesh mevar ad mazokin es haperish b'katanti v'goyimer ba'ifen achem haperish Rashi, because although in the Igeres HaKadosh and the Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explains the word katanti, explains this concept in a different way. Afal became, but still in all, Aleph. First of all, lefi pashtus hadvarim. Simply speaking, mizeh atzmoi shematchil b'loshen hapasuk katanti goimer. From the very fact that the Alter Rebbe uses this particular terminology from this pasuk, mashmatz, understood, she'admar hazoki miskavim bigerezu lahadgish gam, that the Alter Rebbe intended in his letter to also underscore lefi pashtus hapasuk, according to the simple explanation what katanti means, shezehu kiperish Rashi, which is as Rashi teaches. Ubifrat, the Rebbe says, and especially, she'admar hazokin omer al perish Rashi shezehu yena shel Torah, that the Alter Rebbe taught us that the words of Rashi, that the perish of Rashi, is like the wine that comes out of the grape. It's the most precious part of the grape. It's the most precious way of understanding Torah. So, by using that term, not only is it not possible to say that he's discounting what Rashi's saying, but the Rebbe is teaching that the Alter Rebbe wants to underscore what Rashi is saying, even as he offers a different interpretation of the word katanti. And Beis Yisera Mizeh, and even more so, Bigeres HaKodesh Gufa, in that very letter, in that very section of Tanya, Merames Admar Hazok in the Parish Rashi Ela Pasuk, the Alter Rebbe alludes to Rashi's explanation. Ubehachrech Leimer, Shakavanasa Ikan Gam, Lakatanti Mikola Hasad, and the Parish Rashi, Ubemele Gam, Lassiama Inin Hatzilenina. So we're forced to say that the Alter Rebbe wanted to include the Parish of Rashi on these words. And if he wants to include the Parish of Rashi, that's inclusive of the last words of Rashi, which are the words of Yaakov, Hatzilenina, please save me. The Imkain in a
Rifki,
yeah.
I'm sorry. It doesn't make sense, or at least not to me. If the Alter Rebbe had a different explanation for the words Katainti, then why are we assuming that in this case, he's going back to the simple explanation of Rashi? We know the Alter Rebbe had a different explanation.
Because the Rebbe is explaining that the Alter Rebbe did not have to start this Igeres with the word Katainti. There are many, many ways to write a letter. Why did the Alter Rebbe start the letter, use these words as his point of departure? Further, the Rebbe says that in the Igeres, the Alter Rebbe alludes to what Rashi teaches, which means that in addition to his novel explanation, he is also underscoring what Rashi teaches with Pashtos.
Okay.
Inclusive of the fact that Yaakov said to Hashem now, Hatzilenina, help me, please.
Okay.
So now the Chabad says, Vim Kain, and if so, ain't a move and it's not understood. Ketzat Shayach Eitzel Rabbeinu Azok and Inishal Ketanti. Shema Yigra Machet V'chulei. How is it possible? So we have the same question that we had for Yaakov. Now the Rebbe is saying about the Alter Rebbe. How can you attribute the Inyan of Chet to the Alter Rebbe? Again, because we're assuming that we're not talking about people that are trafficking in false modesty, right? So the Alter Rebbe who wrote the Tanya, and not going to use words lightly. So why is Alter Rebbe saying Hatzilenina? What is he afraid of? What happened here? Yud Aleph. Bechlalos ha'azbara b'zahi. The Rebbe says, generally, the explanation is as follows. Shekalsher oilim l'darga nalis yoyser. As a person alights to a higher level of spirituality, azai masha mikoydem lo ha'yachet, hinei b'ma'alosai ata harei zechet. So what happens is that even if something was not prior considered a sin, but now in this more exalted stature, as they go up a rung in the ladder, now harei zechet, now it's considered a chet, it's considered a sin. Vapshat bazehu, and what does this mean? Shaloi rakim yasa ata maisa ze mechadosh harei zechet, harei ein zechetosh. This means not only that if he would do that same action now, it would be considered a sin. That's not novel. If it's wrong, it's a sin. Ela ha-maisa ha-koidem, she-bishas maisa lo yayon nechshav l'chait. But the chiddush in this understanding is that what he did, let's say a year ago, or a month ago, or a week ago, that when that action was done was not considered a chait, hine ata donim Yisrael zeh. But now he is judged, and that is considered a chait, Vitzarich lashuv alzeh b'tshuva. And he has to do tshuva. He has to return in tshuva. Okay? But the Rebbe says,
I don't understand. Sorry, but why is he being judged stringently in a retroactive way if the only reason he's judged more stringently is because of where he got to now?
That's what the Rebbe is saying. That's a chiddush. But that's how it works. There's another sikha where the Rebbe says, on Avoida Zara. What's Avoida Zara? Avoida that is Zara, that is strange for you today. Maybe for somebody else it's not Avoida Zara. Maybe for you yesterday it wasn't Avoida Zara. But today it doesn't behoove you. Today it's a service that is strange.
Right, but we're still saying that you're being judged, this person is being judged on something that they did when it wasn't Zara to them.
Correct. Yeah, that's the chiddush here. The Rebbe is saying the fact that if they did it again, that they would be judged more stringently. That's not a chiddush. The chiddush is that what they did earlier now shows up as a chet. But the Rebbe says, "Aval adayin ein ze maspik." But this is still not enough. Ki hein emes shebishas ma'ase lo hayazeh chet. Chani, I think that this will help explain your question. What's bothering you? It's true that when the person did it, it wasn't considered a chet. Va'aval became baliyase chet yichashev. And then, nevertheless, when the person alights to a higher level, it's considered a chet. But the Chabbis says, but hare behechrach loymar, shagam bishas maise hayeze shaloi betachlis kidiboi, nitkin glatazach. But retroactively, we have to say that if it's now considered a chet because the person's on a higher level, then even when they were in a lower level, it wasn't 100% glottic. It wasn't 100% smooth. It wasn't 100% kosher. It wasn't 100% right. Because otherwise, why would it be a chet now? Because if everything was in order the way it should be, then you can't do tshuva later. So how can we say that there was something that Yaakov, the Bechira Avos, did that wasn't 100% kosher? How can we say that the Alter Rebbe then later applies it to himself? And this is recorded. I mean, this thing is recorded. Rashi records it. It's recorded in the Tanya. How can we even postulate such a thing? And the Rebbe says, we'll understand it based on an explanation. I don't know. Chani's asking if it's freezing for everyone. First, I was trying to figure out, are we all in the same room? I thought she was talking about the temperature. Then I realized, no, people are saying
it's freezing for.
It's not freezing. Sorry. I hope it works out. Honey, we are in one room. That's the pshat. Meistays. Okay. So the Rebbe says that the panim yafais mehasfarim shehuvu besifrei chasidus. It's from among the sfarim that are brought that are cited in sifrei chasidus bekama mekaymos mehanitfasim from the chasidus that was already published. Va'odiyoser, and it's even more cited b'mamori hachasidus shala eis ata adayin loy nitfasu, and in mamori chasidus that were until now not yet published. Now, Mechaber HaPonim Yafais, Hayatamud HaMagid. The author of this book was a student of the Magid. Asher Yutes Kislev, who Yom HaYelula Shel HaMagid. Yutes Kislev is the Yom HaYelula of the Magid. The Gam Geulas Ad Marzakim Yutes Kislev, Kshur Bekach, She Yutes Kislev, who Yom HaYelula Shel HaMagid. And the fact that the Alter Rebbe experienced redemption on Yutes Kislev, this is connected to the fact that it was the Yom HaYelula of the Magid. And the panim yafais b'perish ha'ini dekatanti mikol ha'chasadim explains the following on the words, I have been diminished, I have become small from all of your kindnesses. And explains as follows. Ba'aliyas ha'neshamas ma'olam echad la'olam nala yaser. When the neshamas of tzadikim alight from one level to a higher level. Sharei tzadikim ein lahem menucha. Because tzaddikim never rest, even when they're not no longer in this world, as it says in Tehillim, Yechu Michael al Chayil. They go from strength to strength. Hine b'terem she'olim la'olim hanala. So he explains that before they alight to a higher world, harehim chayzrim lekatnos. They return to a diminished state. Now, what does that mean? And as it's written, as it's explained also in the Tanya, regarding the idea of a tzaddik falling seven times and rising, and in the lashon, in the terminology of this sefer, he explains, being godless rishon, the godless sheni, Yesh katnus sheni. Between every level of godless, there is a level of katnus. So maybe you could say that before every contraction, I'm sorry, before every expansion, there's a contraction. Okay. Before every dilation, there's a diminishment. V'zehu perish ha-pasuk katanti mikol ha-chasadu v'goymer. Ba'aliyah yis Yaakov she'olah mechutz la'aretz l'eretz Yisrael. Hinei koydem ha'aliyah haya etz le'katanti. So when it came to Yaakov Avinu, when he left chutz la'aretz, and he was going to Eretz Yisrael, so he was going on a higher level. It was an aliyah. And before that aliyah, there was a contraction, there was a katanti, there was a diminishment that led to the expansion that was to come.
Rivki, a diminishment in him or a diminishment in the world, like a cosmic diminishment?
A diminishment in him, a diminishment in his level or in his galus that he was able to receive. So I think maybe, and maybe other people can please chime in, but maybe it's like this idea of ayin, that there has to be an ayin before you come into, you know, the Ezri. It's from the ayin that Yavai Ezri. There's always this contraction from which the expansion blooms, as it were. And based on this, we can understand Yaakov Avinu's request and his beseeching, save me, please, from the hands of my brother Esav. Because even after the promise from Hashem that Hashem was going to take care of him, he was going to be good, and after the previous alighting to higher and higher levels, but now that Yaakov Avinu is poised to go on a higher level, he was experiencing this katanti, and at this moment when he experiences the katanti, zokoku lahatzilenina, he is needy for this idea of extra help from Hashem. And like it's written in that sefer, she'afal pisha katnu sheni hu lemaila migadlus rishon, even though this second contraction is a higher level than the previous expansion, as it were, afal pikein, but still in all, kevan shezehu bechol zois initial katnus, but still, because you're in this modality of diminishment, nidreshes oz shmir gedayla. There's a vulnerability in this diminishment, and you need extra assistance, and you need extra shmir, you need extra observation from Hashem. Yud Beis. And now the Rebbe brings this to the Alter Rebbe. Al derech ze yuvon gam b'negei la'adam harzakein. So in line with this understanding of what Yaakov Avinu was davening for, we will understand it vis-a-vis the Alter Rebbe. Yadua, it's known, that the whole idea of the wellsprings of Chassidus spreading to the outlying areas, to the Chutza, was begun by the Alter Rebbe Be'ikar, in the main, La'achrei bi'osay mepetaberg. In the main, it happened after the Maaser, after the imprisonment, and after the redemption. V'imkein, harei zemeira al goydel ha'aliyah. So then once we understand the chronology, we understand that there was a tremendous aliyah for the Alter Rebbe after Petaberg. She'aleh hegiya ad marzakin la'achrei Petaberg. Behashva legadlo shelifnei Petaberg. When you compare before and after, you understand that the Alter Rebbe alighted to a whole new level of greatness after Petaberg. Ubein hagadlo shel ad marzakin shekoydem Petaberg ad legadlo sheloy shelamayla mehakoydem shelachrei Petaberg. So it was greatness in terms of what he accomplished, and greatness in terms of the Torah that he taught, etc., etc. And therefore, he named bizman shebein tayim. And so in between these two stages, Hoya etzlaya inidikatanti, hamaisa shel adma hazaken. So the imprisonment is this contraction, is this constraint, is this going into this katanti. And the Rebbe now, you know, flushes it out. He says, Shaharei hamaiser haya malava biyisurim rabim ugdoilim. The imprisonment came with tremendous pain and all kinds of pain. Yisurim rabim ugdoilim. Varied and terrible types of pain. Ukiyadua, and as is known, Shari Levi Yitzchak mi Barditchev Tava me Adma Hazaken. Rebbe Yitzchak Barditchev, he Tava means he demanded from the Alter Rebbe Benegei Lemaasare, vis-a-vis his imprisonment. He said to him, Madua Loka Kol Kach Harbe Al Kseifav. Why did you take so much on your shoulders? But Rebbe Yitzchak Barditchev was upset. He was agitated with the Alter Rebbe. He said, why did you allow this to happen? Kol kach harbe yisuri klal yisurim, klal yisrael, yisurim shel maila, yisuri hanefesh, v'yisuri haguf shelachem. You took so much on your shoulders, Rebbe Yitzchak Barditchev said to the Alter Rebbe. So many yisurim of klal yisrael, so many yisurim of above, meaning of the Eibishter Kav Yachal. You took upon yourself Yisuri HaNefesh, Yisuri HaGuf, spiritual travail, physical problems. Hari Haya Efshar Lifoil, you could have accomplished this Al Yidei Makifim. You could have accomplished this through some transcendent spiritual energy, that it shouldn't impact you in such a way, that you shouldn't have to experience so much pain. Why did you do such a thing? Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Barditchev said to the Alter Rebbe. Devarim Ela Amar Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Barditchev B'negei LeYisuri HaMaiser Gufa. This is how the Barditchever described the Alter Rebbe's experience in prison. U'la'achreize, and as we know, HaYisurim Shehayu Rabbeinu Zokin Atzmai B'gimel HaShoyiz Tekev L'achre HaMaiser. The Alter Rebbe said that after he left prison for 3 hours, he ended up in the apartment of somebody who made him more terrible yisurim, greater pain, greater suffering and travail. Shahaya etzlai, tsar gadol yoisem mikol hamaisa. The Alter Rebbe said that this caused him greater pain than the whole imprisonment. V'im kein, and if this is so, once we understand what the Alter Rebbe experienced, move on, it's understood that in a revealed way, this was a diminishment. This was a falling, as it were. When you compare it to the Alter Rebbe's stature before this. And this is also understood from the words of the Rashab, even though it's hard to talk like this, but even so, this is what it was. Shagilui ha'or shabal achri Peterberg, haya al derech ma'amru razal hazayis she kishe koitshin oisai maitzi shamnai. Rebbe Rashab said, even though it's hard to make this analogy, but we're forced to say that this is what it was, what Chazal tell us in the Gemara, that it's only when you press the olive that the olive gives forth its best and most valuable asset, which is the oil. Mimashal zem muvan. From this analogy, it's understood. Shebeshaz hamaiser, that during the imprisonment, Kishe koichin, when the aleph is being pressed, haya inyan shel katnus afilu lagabi koidem Petenberg. So now the Rebbe is drilling down on this, and he's going to explain to us that in that time of imprisonment, because earlier we said that even though there's expansion and this contraction, this expansion, this contraction, that even the contraction is bigger than the previous expansion. But here the Rebbe is saying that during the Maisa, during the imprisonment, during the pressing of the Aleph, there was a katnus, there was a diminishment, even compared to before the imprisonment. How so? Rebbe explains, Be'ez ketishas hazayit, when you press the Aleph, kasher hazayit munach tachat hakorah, when the Aleph is lying under the press, cheserim boy beiz hamailis. So in that transition time, the Aleph lacks both mailas, both the oil that would come from it later, and its completion as a self-standing fruit. Ein lo yis hamayla shel achreza sharei adayin lo hayitzias hashemen sheyochol lahayir or b'chol ha'olam. When you put the olive under the press, in that moment, the oil hasn't come out yet. The oil with which you can illuminate the world, so it doesn't have that advantage. Va'askfar. And it also doesn't have its previous advantage, which is that it was a beautiful, complete fruit. Because before, although there was no oil that could be used to irradiate an area, but at least it was still an olive. It was a delicious fruit. And you can make a bracha on it. But when you're pressing the olive, you don't have this and you don't have that. My grandmother had expression, "Fashtinken a fish and verfeilte Eier," stinky fish and ruined eggs. Not this and not that. You don't have either. And in like fashion, we can understand what the Alter Rebbe was experiencing during the imprisonment. Not only was there not yet the promulgation, the widespread of Hasidus like there would be afterwards, but at that moment, at the time, during the imprisonment, but in prison, he wasn't even able to say the Hasidus for his own Hasidus, for his own Hasidim. Even on a more limited scale, he couldn't say Hasidus. The inyan zeh, and this deficit, that during his imprisonment, there wasn't the opportunity, there wasn't the possibility for him to spread Chassidus. This impacted the Alter Rebbe himself. That even a tzaddik, a complete tzaddik, Alter Rebbe says, that doesn't teach Torah because of weakness, physical weakness, sarich, Lashuv b'tshuva shleima me'umka deliba. He has to return in tshuva from the depth of his heart. V'advarim amurim ayidus talmud Torah stam. U'mikol shekein k'shem medubar ayidus talmud Torah derabim. V'alachas kama v'kama ayidus pnimius haTorah. And that is true about teaching Torah. How much more so this is true, I'm sorry, that is true about learning Torah. How much more so this is true about teaching Torah to throngs, to a rabbim, to a community, and how much more so when it relates to teaching Chassidus. And that's why the Alter Rebbe said about himself, I am diminished. Yud Gimel. Bechol shana v'shana, every year, chayzrim v'nishnim oysam hinyanim. Everything that occurred then reoccurs again today. And Because everything is found in Torah. Therefore, every year we read these words in the Parsha, either in the Shabbos that is adjacent to, or sometimes Yetzias Kislev falls on the Shabbos where we read the words, Katanti Mikol HaChasadim. Shezuhi Habakasha Shel Yaakov Avinu V'Shel Nesiei Yisrael. This is the one bakasha, this is the request, this is what Yaakov Avinu and every Nasi of Yisrael entreats from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ode ke'isa v'kehilas Yaakov, she'nasi rashi teves nitzutze shel Yaakov Avinu, and like it says in the Sefer Kehilas Yaakov, that the word Nasi is an acrostic for nitzutze, the spark of Yaakov Avinu, that there's a spark of Yaakov Avinu in every Nasi, in every leader, V'admar hazokein befrat, and especially the Alter Rebbe, sheheim mispalalim, that these nesiim, they daven, they pray, v'gam avor kol echad miYisrael, and for every one of Klal Yisrael, shemibli habeit al kach shekatanti, that although we're diminished, it's true, we have deficits, tekuyim etzlei haftacha, that we should see the fulfillment of the promise from this week's Parsha right after these words. Heitiv, eitiv, imach, I'm going to make it good for you. V'samti azaracha kechol hayama shelo yisupar meroiv, and I'm going to make your descendants to be as so many, they will proliferate as the grains of the sand that is near a ocean. They cannot be counted. They can never be quantified. That's our sicha for today.
I'm processing.
Yeah.